The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. The word of God that we'll consider this morning comes from St. Matthew chapter 5, verses 10 to 12. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they revile and persecute you and say all kinds of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. So far, the Holy Word. In the name of our Savior Jesus Christ, from whose love we Christians can never be separated. Dear friends in Christ, in 1807, the famous English poet William Wordsworth produced what was to become among his most famous poems. The poem entitled The Happy Warrior was written in honor of Lord Nelson of England, the hero of the Battle of Trafalgar. And the poem describes the ideal soldier, one who can face hardship and adversity of the worst sort cheerfully and with courage in the knowledge that his cause is just. That certainly described Lord Nelson, who, although he was wounded many times, was missing a leg and an eye, nevertheless carried on with an indomitable cheerfulness and is considered to be Britain's most capable naval commander ever. Yet this great man was also, by all accounts, humble and gentle. In fact, it was his unflagging optimism and cheerfulness that, they say, inspired the fierce loyalty and, yes, love of the people who served under him. Wordsworth's poem about him established that term, the happy warrior, as describing someone who is like Nelson. People who face severe opposition and hardship and yet continue to fight on cheerfully and effectively in a just cause. You know, there's a whole group of people whom that describes right down to the ground. It's the Christians. These are the followers of Jesus of Nazareth who down through the ages have faced the fierce enmity and the hatred and, yes, the persecution of the ungodly world around them. That persecution still exists in our world. I saw some of it on my own overseas travels. Some people feel that the persecution of Christians may be on the horizon for believers in this country. Perhaps you've felt saddened and hurt at times by the way that people around you treat you because of your Christian faith. Maybe you've actually felt persecuted in one way or another. Or maybe you haven't felt that way and you're wondering why not. In either case, you'll find answers in our text for today. Jesus teaches us, in effect, that Christians are happy warriors. And we can be happy warriors, first of all, because we're really fighting in a just cause and a righteous cause. The passage I read for you a moment ago comes from one of the most famous parts of the gospel, that part in Matthew 5 where Jesus says, for instance, blessed are the poor in spirit, blessed are those who mourn, blessed are the meek, and so on. You may have committed many of those passages to memory. They're so familiar. These sayings are sometimes referred to as the Makarisms, because the Greek word Makarios is an adjective that means blessed. But it means so much more than that, really. After all, a person can have many blessings and still be miserable. Maybe you know somebody like that. But someone who is Makarios is a person who has inner happiness. Someone who has a joy welling up in him that pervades every part of his life. Ironically, the people Jesus mentions are the ones you would think least likely to have a blessed, happy life. The poor in spirit, the meek, those who mourn. And that's especially true of the last of the Makarisms, the one that forms our text for this morning. Jesus says, blessed are those who are persecuted. Persecutor, by the way, is also a very expressive word here. It refers to someone who's not just neutral toward you or someone who is mildly annoyed at you. It refers to someone who actually hates you, someone who will actively pursue you and persecute you with the purpose of causing you grief and injury for the sole reason that you're a Christian. Doesn't sound like something you'd enjoy very much, does it? Who would ever think persecution could make you happy? For most people, the result of persecution would be unhappiness and sorrow, anxiety, and possibly despair. But Christians are different, Jesus says. Christians can be happy warriors. Why is that? We Christians aren't masochists. We don't enjoy pain and persecution, and we're not fighting just for the sake of fighting. We're fighting for a cause. Jesus doesn't say, blessed are the persecuted. He says, blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake. We Lutherans, you may have noticed, talk a lot about that word, righteousness, and for good cause. You're likely to hear that word much more frequently now during this 500th anniversary year of the start of the Lutheran Reformation. Righteousness in the Bible is directly related to that other word, justification. To justify, which you may know, is a forensic term, a courtroom term. It's the same as being declared not guilty in a court of law. As when Paul says, but now the righteousness of God apart from the law is revealed, being witnessed by the law and the prophets, even the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ to all and on all who believe. People say that that great ground-swelling earthquake of the Lutheran Reformation really began when Luther understood the true definition of the word righteousness in passages such as these. That it means not the righteousness our God demands from us in His holy law, but it really refers to the righteousness God gives us in the sweetness of His gospel, the righteousness of Christ that belongs to us by faith. God has made that perfect righteousness, that not guilty verdict, available to all people through the gospel. But He's only made it available in one way, the gospel. It's not available by doing good works, not by giving it your best try, not by being a pretty good person, but solely by trusting the blood and righteousness of Christ. That is the one way of salvation, and that's what you and I believe. That's what our religion is about. That's where we make our stand. That is the righteous cause in which we fight. And yes, it's also the thing that makes us stick out like a sore thumb in this ungodly world and makes people, the enemies of the gospel, want to persecute us. For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing. But thank God, that same precious gospel message of the cross is to us who are being saved the power of God. So, dear Father in heaven, grant us your Holy Spirit so that we may have courage and cheerfulness. Make us faithful, happy warriors for our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. We sing stanzas 1, 4, and 3 in that order, 1, 4, 3 of hymn 517.